Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When a young Jewish intellectual was striving to discover who he really was, a friend once said to him, "Do you know what we really need to learn today?" Art Katz thought, "Here's another one of those smart guys who thinks he has all the answers when he doesn't even understand the questions." But since he was riding in the friend's car, he went along. "No, what do we really need?" "We need to learn to wash each other's feet," responded the friend. That was the last thing in the world which he expected. But it did help him discover not only himself, but the one who long ago took a towel, put it around him, and washed the feet of the disciples. Washing feet in a first century culture translates into caring for and helping people today, often doing tasks which we tend to think are beneath our level of dignity. The ignominious, possibly dirty tasks that may leave our hands soiled, but our spirits liberated. There are but two ways you reach this level of servitude. One, you're forced to do it, perhaps because of financial needs or pressure to do something. Or two, you are so secure that you can do it because you know who you are and don't depend on certification by your peers or friends for your sense of self-worth. In the passage which tells us about Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, there's an interesting preface. John writes, "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments and, taking a towel, began to wash the disciples' feet." Did you notice three catchphrases? One, he knew that the Father had given all things into his hands. Two, he knew where he had come from. And three, he also knew where he was going. That knowledge provided the security, which didn't challenge his performing a lowly task. Another way of rephrasing it is, one, he had the knowledge of what his purpose in life was. Two, he knew where he had come from. And three, he knew where he was going. This certainty allowed him to be a servant without challenging his sense of self-worth. The curse of selfishness today can be overcome by knowing who you are, a person of value and worth in the sight of God, a child of the King because through faith in Christ you have joined the family of God, and understanding that it's okay for you to take a towel and perform the role of a servant. There are scores of individuals today whose commitment and lowly acts of service rival those of Mother Teresa, the weary nurses and attendants who staff our hospitals, those who sweep our streets and carry out the garbage, who drive the buses and clean the bathrooms, the nameless army of people who have donned the towel and have learned to serve. My hat is off to you. A host of individuals make their livelihoods by serving others. But the question I would put to you is this: do you serve solely because you are paid, or do you serve out of strength of character, which comes by knowing whose you are? Regardless of your vocation, can you honestly say you're motivated by care and compassion for others? Knowing your real value to God will give you the security to serve. The young Jewish intellectual Art Katz, who was introduced to foot washing, came to become known as a Christian author and speaker. "The more Christ is formed in us," he penned, "the more humility will become the distinctive character of our lives."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.